Fiat. February 4th, 1934. Love of God hidden in the Virgin. The divine paternity gives her the divine maternity and generates in her the human generations as her children. How the divine immensity renders all of its works inseparable. My abandonment in the divine volition continues, and finding everything that it has done in it, the little atom of my soul goes round and round to give even just the little I love you of mine for everything it has done in the round of eternity for love of all creatures. And my lovable Jesus stopped me in the waves of interminable love of the conception of my celestial mama. And all goodness told me, little daughter of my will, your I love you, though little, wounds our love. And from those wounds that it gives us the occasion to release our hidden love and make itself the revealer of our intimate secrets and of how much we have loved the creatures. Now, you must know that we love the whole of mankind, but we were forced to keep hidden in our divine being all the immense ardor of our love, because we did not find in it either the beauty that would enrapture our love, or the love which, wounding us, would make our love pour out in order to inundate them, to make itself known, to love them, and make itself loved. On the contrary, they were immersed in the lethargy of sins, such as to cause us to be horrified at merely looking at them. But our love was burning. We loved them and wanted to make our love reach all. How to do it? We had to use a great device of our love in order to reach this. And here is how. We call to life the tiny little Virgin Mary, creating her all pure, all holy, all beautiful, all love, without original sin, and making our very divine will to be conceived together with her, so that between she and us there might be free access, perennial and inseparable union. Now, the celestial queen enraptured us with her beauty, and our love ran and ran. With her love, she wounded us, and our love, overflowing, hid within her. And looking at all creatures through her beauty and her love, our love poured itself out, and we loved all creatures with love hidden in the celestial queen. So, we loved all in her. Seen through her beauty, they no longer seemed ugly to us. Our love was no longer restricted within us, but diffused in the heart of a creature so holy. And by our communicating to her our divine paternity and loving everyone in her, she acquired the divine maternity to be able to love all as her children, generated by her celestial father. As she felt that we loved all creatures in her, so she felt that our love formed a new generation of all mankind within her maternal heart. Can there be greater device of love, more loving stratagems than for our paternal goodness to choose in order to love creatures, and also those who offended us, a creature from that same stock, and form her as beautiful as we could, so that our love would not find hindrances to be able to love everyone in her, and make her loved by all. In this celestial queen, all can find our love hidden in her. More so since, possessing our divine will, she dominated us to make us love all. And we, with our sweet empire, dominated her, for her to be the most affectionate mother of all. True love cannot be without loving, and it uses all arts and takes the occasion to love from the littlest things just as from the greatest. Our love now hides, now makes itself manifest, now directly, and now through an indirect way, in order to make itself known that we love with incessant love she whom we delivered from the depths of our love. Greater gift we could not give to all generations in giving them this incomparable creature as the mother of all, and as the bear of our love hidden in her, in order to feed it to all her children. After this, I continue to think about the divine will, the thought that my celestial mama possessed in her maternal heart the hidden love with which my Creator loved me, filled me with joy, thinking that I was looked upon by God from within my dear celestial mother, through her sanctity and her enrapturing beauty. Oh, how happy I felt, and all trust, for I no longer was to be loved and gazed upon by myself, but loved and gazed upon together with my mama. Oh, she, to make me loved more by my Jesus, will cover me with her virtues. She will clothe me with her beauty, and will hide my miseries and my weaknesses. But one thought wanted to gloom my joy, that our Lord did this for as long as the Queen of Heaven lived on earth. But when he took her into heaven, this device of divine love ended. And my sweet Jesus, returning, added, "My blessed daughter, our works continue always and are inseparable from us. So, our hidden love continues in the Queen of Heaven and will always continue. It would not be operating as God if everything we do could separate from us and not have perennial life. Therefore, we love, we pour ourselves over the creatures, and it seems that our love departs from us, but no, it departs and it remains with us. And the love that pours upon the creatures is inseparable from us, and renders inseparable she who has received this love. So, all our works, heaven and earth, creatures that come out to the light of the day, seem to depart from us, but no, they are all inseparable from us. And this by virtue of our immensity, which is such that, enveloping everything, there is not one point where it is not present, rendering everything we do inseparable from us. Therefore, neither can our works separate from us, nor can we from them. It can be said that they form one single body for us, and our immensity and power are like blood circulation which maintains the life for everyone and for everything. At the most, there might be works that are distinct one from the other, but being separable? Never. And I, on hearing this, surprised, I said, "Yet, my love, there are the reprobates, already separated from you. They too, are works come out of you. How is it then that they no longer belong to you?" And Jesus, "You are mistaken, my daughter. They do not belong to me by way of love, but they do by way of justice. My immensity that envelops them holds its power over them. And if they did not belong to me, my punishing justice would have no one to punish. Because if things did not belong to me, they would lose life instantly. But if this life exists, there is the one who preserves it and who justly punishes it. Therefore, the Sovereign Lady in heaven still possesses our hidden love toward each creature. Even more, feeling her Creator loving all creatures from within her maternal heart is her greatest contentment. And she, acting as true mother, how many times she hides them inside her love to make them loved, inside her sorrows for them to be forgiven, inside her prayers to obtain for them the greatest graces. Oh, she is the coverer who knows how to cover and excuse her children before the throne of our majesty. Therefore, let yourself be covered by your celestial mama, who will take care of the needs of her daughter.